you see that pass coming?
Which one?
The bounce pass.
That Steph was doing? Well, I saw him going. I kind of kicked up, you know, into like third gear, I guess, if I have a third gear. I didn't know he was going to bounce it and he was going to bounce that high, though. I thought it was going to be one of them low, you know, splitting bounce passes, but it was crazy, though.
Is that kind of like the highlight of the year that he's been a part of with you so far, you think?
I mean, it's been a few, you know. Steph has been tremendous all year long, man. You know, if that kid is an all-star, then we definitely got a problem in the voting system or however what people perceive to be an all-star, you know what I mean? And, you know, with his play aside, him just as a person, you know, being one of the guys that definitely represents the league in the right way, you know what I mean? And he does it on the court, obviously, but the stuff that goes without being seen is the other stuff, I think, that really makes up him being an all-star as well.
I mean, is there so-called, like, unwritten criteria about getting into the All-Star game? I would imagine both he and David Lee have fulfilled that criteria. The fact that you guys are a winning team now, those two guys have been instrumental in resurrecting this franchise.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some unwritten criteria. Obviously, you know, your play goes without saying, but the way you, you know, carry yourself, represent, you know, not only your team but the league, you know. I mean, I think Steph and, you know, David definitely embody all those qualities. Have definitely been positive influences on why we were able to, you know, be in a playoff push at this particular point in the season. And like I said, come Thursday, I hope, you know, we all feel with some good news.
Is it important to you guys to have one of your teammates representing you guys in that game?
Well, I think, you know, when you put somebody else's goals before yours and you play for other people, I think that's kind of similar to what the Ravens are doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They have a Super Bowl that's in their grasp, but I think rather than playing for rings, I think they're playing for Ray Lewis. And, you know, I don't know, we haven't spoken about it, but I know I go out there each and every night that I hope, you know, David and Steph, we put them in positions as to where they're able to eclipse those goals of being put in that big game. And I think when you do that, everybody else, you know, your goals will fall in line. You know, and that's the thing we preach around here, selfless basketball. You know, we play for one another, not for ourselves. We play for one another and our fans. And, you know, that's the thing we just preach each and every day.
So after the last few games you've had, are you trying to get number reserved?
Nah, man, I told y'all I'm a backup singer, man. I play the background, you know. The reason why I'm able to have the games that I've been having this season is really a credit to my teammates. And I'm not trying to say that to be corny or whatever, but with the amount of attention, like when Steph goes on a run like that in the fourth quarter, you have to pay attention to him. You know, more than you do a typical player. When Clay gets going the way he was going in New Orleans, you have to pay attention to him. And when they start inching out a little bit more, it allows people like myself to get into the lane, allows Carl to operate. When David gets going, you know, they got to double the post. That's open shots for us on the perimeter. So it's really a credit to those guys. And I just try to come through and, you know, try to come through for my team.
Coach started mentioning you in the Sixth Man of the Year voting. Have you given any thought to that? Would that mean anything to you?
I mean, it would. You know, anytime you're mentioned for any type of accolade in this league, it's, you know, an honor in itself. But like I said, I'm not trying to be corny, I promise. But I really think our best Sixth Man this year has been our fans, man. They've been with us since day one, riding with us from game one all the way up until, I think, Wednesday will be game 41. And I don't foresee it changing in the near future. You know, they, you know, even when we've got up there and haven't played, you know, up to our capability level, they've still been there, cheered us on. Even when we played Miami the other night, and, you know, obviously that wasn't a good game for us. You know, there were fans in there chanting, "Let's go Warriors," with 5 seconds to go. You know, things like that. They don't know how much that really goes with us, and I definitely appreciate them.
With KD coming to town, where do you rank him in the NBA? Is he in that conversation with LeBron for the best player in the league?
I think he's been in that conversation for a few years now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's... Nah, man, I think he's the most talented offensive player in the league. Definitely size-wise presents a matchup problem, him being 6'11", or, you know, he's basically Dirk Nowitzki, but with a better ball handling, so to speak. I mean, he's a tough cover, you know, but I think we have the guys that can make his looks difficult, and that's all you can really ask for.
Do you think because he plays next to Durant, Westbrook is kind of overlooked?
I think that they're both good for one another. You know what I mean? Because when Kevin first came into the league, obviously he had some struggles because he was young, but he didn't have another player that could kind of he could pass the ball to, and the defense kind of key in on him, and he can kind of get baskets off his transition or playmaking ability. And I think, you know, Russell is successful a lot of the times because Kevin draws so much attention, and he's such a good player as well that he can create plays from the weak side and vice versa. So, you know, I think it's good for them that they kind of feed off one another.
Without giving anything away, how do you kind of contain Durant? Do you get up in him? Do you make a drive?
Well, if there was a remedy to contain him, nobody knows it at this particular point. But, you know, you definitely got to pressure him, try to make him work on both ends of the court, extend his catches. Can't let him catch the ball too close to the basket because, you know, he has unlimited range. So always try to keep a body on him and just contest every shot.
As a pull-up guy, what do you think of Russell Westbrook's pull-up?
I mean, he's a blur getting to the basket. So you kind of have to give him room and, you know, respect his driving capability. And at the end of the day, if we can have him shooting jump shots from the perimeter, we'd rather that than him hanging on the rim. So, you know, you kind of got to pick your poison with him. And hopefully it'd be one of those nights where hopefully his jump shot isn't falling like it usually does. And we'll be able to use that for run-out opportunities.
When a team like the Thunder come to town and they've got all this talk about the elite players, where does that put your mindset when you go into it?
I mean, it definitely perks your ears up. You know, you hate to say it, but certain teams you get up for than others, individual matchups, so to speak. And their team, I think, has the best or second best record in the league. I mean, they're coming into your building. You know, if you don't get up for that, then, you know, you're playing the wrong sport.
When you watch the Clippers and Thunder game tonight, do you watch as you're scouting for tomorrow night's game, or can you sit back and watch as a fan at all?
Nah, I'm definitely always in scout mode. Watch the different coverages they use, especially with me. I'm always in, you know, pick and roll situations. So I watch how they cover the pick and rolls, the plays they run down the stretch. So you can kind of key in on them and, you know, get your mind ready for, you know, the next task at hand, which is them on Wednesday.
Clippers, safe to say, a rival, or is it much to do about us?
I think it's a little bit of a rivalry in a sense. It's not a, I don't know, rivalry is a strong word. You know what I mean? I think it's just highly competitive basketball. Two teams that want to win every time they step between the lines. You know, you have some personal matchups in there that can kind of, you can highlight, so to speak. And you know, they kind of have their own storyline in between them. But, you know, it's just two competitive basketball teams. And when you get that, you get those type of crazy plays, the physicality part of it. And, you know, it's just fun to watch and fun to be a part of.
Jared, when you look at the Warriors team, I mean, we talked about some guys like KD and LeBron, but what makes this team special is the fact that, I mean, you do have a few stars on this team, but everybody really just plays collectively all together.
Yeah, I mean, we would like to have a player of their caliber if we could, but, you know, we just have tremendous chemistry, you know what I mean, on the court and off the court. And like I said it before, like, we have a team that gels very, very well together. And I think when you're on the court with a friend or a person can say that you is more than just a teammate, you know, you go the extra mile for that person. You kind of, you'll play harder for him. You'll dive on the floor for him. You'll run over to help him up when he falls down. And I just think that's kind of the flow we have 1-15.
You see Steph kind of elevating himself into a role of being that kind of a star?
Without question. Like I said yesterday, I think amongst the point guards, there are certain things that each one of them do particularly well than everybody else. Like Chris Paul is tremendous in the pick and roll. Rondo is tremendous at just running the show. But as far as shooting ability, Steph is by far the best shooter at his position in the entire league. You know what I mean? His shooting capability is second to none, anybody playing the point guard position. And, you know, he's really starting to elevate his stuff into what I think that all-star, you know, status.
Thanks, man.
No problem.